And
Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth drama.
And welcome to Smooth Drama. Here we are with Vic Hugger on a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
We got a good show going on. Butter pecan.
I mean, because you say a big hugger like I'm all by myself.
I don't know. Sometimes I think you are. Well, but whatever.
Don't start that.
We got a regular show for y'all tonight.
We got a regular show every night.
Well, sometimes we got, you know, some special guests.
That's real regular.
No, no. This is a straight-up pop show. Dick has his shit that we're going to talk about, and you know, we're going to go from there looking for my water. So, So what do we got? We want to let everybody know we're still giving away those wearable shoe trees.
Wearable shoe trees for everybody.
So text the word smooth drama to
the number 41411 on your mobile devices.
Yep, birds. We will notify you if you want or not, and then possibly get you on the air to announce that you won these wearable shoe trees. You get 3 pair. So smooth drama to 41411 from your mobile device. So,
or if you want to kiss up to the host, you can crack our toes.
Oh, man. Yeah, y'all missed it. Dick Hugger over here was picking his butt to plump it up.
Right. You hating on my butt. Anyway, I'm not starting the show with that. I told you, we about love movement.
Love movement.
Last week, we talked about the women in Kenya who come together to stop the violence.
By withholding sex.
Withholding sex. This week, we want to first, before I start talking about that, because I'm getting ahead of myself here, I want to talk about my fabulous field trip last week with the boys and girls, the Korematsu Academy. Had a good time. Me and the fourth graders and a few teachers and volunteers. You know, we took the fourth graders to the zoo. Unfortunately, I got to start off with Arnold Schwarzenegger,
you suck.
You know, we didn't even have a school bus because it wasn't in the budget. We had to take these kids on the city bus. The city bus at the bus stop.
Fourth graders,
25 kids.
Wow.
Otter
pops for all.
Yeah. You know, and luckily for us, all the there wasn't a lot of traffic on the bus, or we'd have to split the kids up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know, we talk about we for education, we for the kids, all this other stuff, but the school system can't even afford school bus for a field trip for the kids. Now, you want to talk about not making, you know, children all the future? You hear that all the time.
Oh, you hear it all the time. Teachers are the first ones to get cut. School systems, schools, and
are the first ones to get cut. Yet these fuckers get pay raises and bonuses. But we can't get a school bus.
Mm-mm.
But luckily, we got there safely. Had a good time with the kids.
Didn't lose any kids?
Didn't lose a kid.
did not lose any kids.
It was a miraculous thing. But I'd like to thank Ms. Long for inviting me out. I had a great time. And shout out to all my homies over at Korematsu. And also, we were sitting at the bus stop, and I want to give a shout out. I don't know her name, but the bus driver who was on the VIP bus who picked us up and took us back to the school. She didn't have to.
Oh, that was
so it was,
nice.
It was a beautiful thing.
Beautiful thing.
But it's a shame that they didn't have a school bus. I'm like, where are we going in society where we can't even do a field trip for kids? We can't afford a school bus.
Everyone write a letter to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Nah, see, I was around, like most people, when they was passing them petitions around, get rid of Gray Davis. Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to do wonders for the state of California. California is fucked up.
Yeah.
I was like, if this is better.
I know.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
This is horrible.
Minister.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all voted for an actor. Can I say who I voted for?
Yeah.
I voted for Larry Flint from Hustler magazine.
Yeah,
yes,
sure you did.
I voted for Larry Flint. Why? Because one, he's a successful businessman,
yeah.
Not an actor, acting like he cares.
Mm.
And he's not even a good actor.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Larry Flint. You should have won, Larry.
Yeah, Larry.
Larry would have ran it. It may have been some naked women, but California got naked women running around anyway, so it's been all good.
Okay, well,
that's it. Now, getting on the love movement tip, there's a church in, of all places, Argyle, Texas, that when the Reverend, Pastor Toby Slow, he's paying attention to the everybody knows that right now America's, people are suffering a little bit. So when he passed the collection plate, you know what he said?
Money.
He said, instead of giving money, take it.
Okay.
Take some money out of the collection plate.
Well, first it has to be money in the collection plate. So
I'm assuming that he put money in there.
Oh, so, but did it say if anybody was greedy?
No, what happened was he told people to take money out, if you needed it. And what happened is he said the church had its highest offering ever.
Oh, yeah?
So what he did is...
everyone was too ashamed to take money out.
Yeah, Pastor Slow said, look, what we're going to do is we're going to give money away to people who need it. So, what he did in the past 2 months, he handed out almost $500,000 to members and non-members who were struggling. And he said, we've taken $200,000 and spread it out to organizations and for feeding people and clothing people.
Wow.
And he said the church gave 1,400 families $50 each and told them to hand it out to someone else.
Yeah, interesting.
And he told his church a couple of weeks ago, he said, if I'm not being taken advantage of, I'm not being like Jesus.
What's his name?
This is Pastor Toby Slow out
in
of Argyle, Texas.
He's
the pastor of a non-denominational church.
Wow.
Toby, you are the man.
Good for him.
This is the first time ever I've heard about a pastor giving money away, not taking the money. See, that's the love movement I'm talking about right there.
Love movement.
Spreading the love and the joy.
What other love movement you have?
Well, that's it. You know, we try to limit, we want to be inspirational. I'm not limited to one.
Wow.
I don't want people to think that it's just all love out here, because you know it's not.
Right. But, you know, I'm sure people do realize if you take do more than one or two, it's okay.
Yeah. Well, now we go on to, I'm sure everybody is aware of this scumbag, Drew Peterson. Drew Peterson.
What is Drew? Who's Drew Peterson?
Drew Peterson is the former suburban police sergeant, you know, who was out there dancing and stuff, talking about his disappearance of his fourth wife.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
That's right. Okay, yes. Yeah.
Who's been on alleged sabbatical 18 months now.
Wait. What was that word?
Alleged.
Oh, alleged.
Yeah, you know we like that word, alleged.
Alleged.
Yeah, because his fourth wife,
alleged,
who's been missing for 18 months, they're not even talking about her. They own the third wife.
Oh, God.
Kathleen Savio.
Now, does this guy look like, you know,
no, this
anything
is,
special?
This is a dude that got the face that only a mother would love.
And so does he have a lot of money?
He's a former police sergeant.
How are we getting all these women?
I got a theory.
What's up there?
There are a lot of stupid people out here. I don't want to just trivialize the death that this man has caused allegedly.
Allegedly.
But I'm
can
like,
I just put a quarter in our coin jar?
Anyway, the first one. You can excuse, because you know she. She.
How did she die?
Well.
You can excuse.
She mysteriously died.
So we're gonna excuse that.
Well, obviously somebody has.
Well, they excused all three.
The second one allegedly died of anyway. And then the third one.
Wait, how did the second one die?
The second one, she mysteriously
disappeared on the boat or something?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And
she's buried under the concrete somewhere.
Well,
okay.
The third one, she was found in a dry bathtub in the home in 2004.
And they didn't question that?
Her death was initially ruled an accident.
Accidental? She drowned in a dry bathtub.
But it was later classified as a homicide after a second autopsy was done.
And who did they question for that?
Mr. Peterson.
And then what? They just decided to ignore it?
Well, he's a policeman. He knows all the tricks of the trade.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. So is that closed?
That
or
one,
did they
that's the one that he was on trial for.
Oh, he was on trial.
Yeah.
And then some idiot married him?
Well, the fourth one. And this is, like I said, I don't want to trivialize what happened, but when a dude has three wives that have mysteriously died, allegedly disappeared,
mm-hmm,
you probably don't want to be the fourth one.
I wouldn't.
I know. It's not even afraid of potential.
I wouldn't want to be the third one.
Third one? I wouldn't want to be the first one.
Well, you wanted to excuse the first one.
No, I'm not excusing it. I'm just saying that I said I didn't want to trivialize it.
Right.
You know, I mean, out of respect for the dead and the families of the dead, because it's not right.
Do we know if the first one is dead? Or did you say
Yeah, they're dead slash missing. The third one is missing.
I didn't think if but wait a second. I thought you couldn't get married again until your spouse was considered legally dead, and you have to be missing for 7 years. Or
first two died. Third one is missing.
So how could he get married to the fourth one and the third one's missing?
No, third one died in the tub.
So who's missing?
Missing is the fourth one. it's a confusing ass thing. You know, I mean, and if you're the fourth one, and you get a little bit of the history, you say, it's almost like what, Henry the Eighth of the Tudors? It's like the first wife he killed, second wife he killed, third one he beheaded. You just don't want to be liked by this man. He's like, I want to be ugly as possible. Every time you see me, it's sad. You wonder what is on these people's minds.
I don't know. I don't know.
You go for these crazy.
I have no idea.
He's killing women.
These are idiots, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else you got? We're through with the love movement.
We back on the love movement.
Uh-huh.
But we gonna go international here.
Cool. We're going international.
One of them countries that people say are like terrible.
Which country is that?
Iran. You know, Iran is supposedly the next bad country, whatever. Iran is moving toward the love movement. Iran is moving to reduce the number of executions.
How are they going to reduce it? By cutting down the crime?
I left out an adjective.
Oh, God.
They want to reduce the number of unnecessary executions.
Unnecessary?
Yeah, Iran is trying to amend some of its laws to recognize development. They are acting according in the framework of their Islamic laws. And there's been huge development in recent years.
Oh my God. So do they have the facilities to hold these criminals that don't necessarily need to be executed?
Well, that, they said they're working on it. They're passing laws. They've already executed over 140 people. So they're in the process of...
But 140 since when?
This year.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you asked what? It's no big deal. Only 140.
What?
Were those unnecessary?
I'm gonna assume they're trying to get rid of that. They're saying they sent it to Parliament and their guardian council, and they hope to see a reduction of the death unnecessary execution.
Execution. Wow.
Yeah, they said.
Interesting.
Yeah, Iran leads all countries of the world in executing juvenile offenders.
Juvenile?
Yeah.
How old is juvenile to them? Oh, no, wait. Juvenile as in age wise or juvenile as in?
Juvenile offenders. I'm going to assume under 18.
Wow.
Yeah, matter of fact, they said the figures that are available from human rights lawyers in Iran indicate that at least 130 juvenile defenders are on death row right now. And two have already been executed this year. Yep. So, yeah, Iran is trying to be kinder and gentler.
Kinder and gentler
Iran.
Wow. Well, on that note, you know, we're going to take a little station identification break for those of you that are just tuning in. You're listening to Smooth Drama, and we will be right back. Please don't go anywhere.
Together you got a smooth drama. Smooth drama.
And we are back on Smooth Drama with Dick Fugger and Bada Pecan.
And if you have any questions or any topics you'd like to discuss, or if you want to talk about our love movement, please. Feel free to give us a call at
646-929-2037, or you can send us an email at
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, don't forget about those 3 pairs of wearable shoe trees that we are giving away. We might even bump it up to 5.
I told you. All you got to do, you want some wearable shoe trees, you can crack my toes, and shoe trees are yours.
Yes, and you can also text the word Smooth Drama to
the number 41411 from your mobile device.
Yes, and don't forget to go and check out our online store so that, you know, I don't know, have you received any pictures?
No.
Okay. But, you know, pushing them thongs. We want to see people sporting T-shirts and mugs and hats and whatever else is out there. Also, on our website, there is a new link to our survey. We'd like to hear from you to let us know how we can improve the show, what you think about the show, you know, so on and so forth. So if you go to our website, www.smoothdrama.com, you can take that SD survey, and we will get that, and, you know, we'll announce some of the results and what we get on the air.
Let us know what you feel about Butter's hair and my hair.
Yeah, well, my hair just needs, you know, oops, goodness gracious, let me talk about your hair.
Yeah, leave my hair alone.
It's a turmoil gone bad.
Don't hate. Participate.
Yeah, whatever. So, you know, we got some things happening, going on. If anyone missed the show on Thursday night, we had the infamous Poetry of Cato, owner of Vocal Expressions out of Vegas, and he has invited anyone, any of our listeners, to go and see his show. And if you say Smooth Drama or Bud Pecan or Dick Hugger sent you, you get 50% off the entrance fee. And I do know that I believe this weekend he's throwing a party, a pool party, poetry pool party, and an all-access pass is $10. And I think just for the pool party, it's $3. But the all-access pass includes the pool party and the after party at the condo. That does include a little bit of alcohol. So
that's, a little bit of alcohol?
If you want to stay up to date with Cato, just text the word Cato, that's K-A-T-O, 117 to 41411 from your mobile device. And also you could go back and listen to the archive show. It was pretty funny. He's full of spunk and he's hilarious. So he's going to come down to San Diego just to visit us, and we're going to have a barbecue pajama party. He's going to bring some of his friends.
Barbecue pajama party?
Yes.
So are you going to barbecue the pajamas?
Well, we're going to all be in our pajamas, in our jammies, having a barbecue, you know, out.
Oh, that's how you don't wear much?
Well, yeah.
Party people, I am wearing my pajamas that I faithfully wear every day.
Yes, it's boxers that have a white butt. I don't know if anyone can see that. No, you're not in the frame. Here, let me. There we go. If anyone can see that, boxers. But right now, it's kind of, you know, it needs to be plumped up.
I'm ruling the
world. You guys missed it earlier. He was picking his butt to try and plump it up. It was pretty funny. Okay, yeah. So that, those are, you can wear that to the barbecue. So, yeah, if Kato wants to come down and hang out at SeaWorld, told him he can come down and play with the whales. And, you know, have a barbecue while we're all in our pajamas while he lets us hear some of his poetry. So, Kato, if you're listening, we're waiting for you. He does want to get out of Vegas because it's so damn hot. So, you know, he had other words. He said it was, you know, it was
tropical.
It was so hot in Vegas. It was like, you know,
tropical
a virgin.
Black man.
Tropical black man, yes. Kato that comes from Detroit, so he comes from the streets of Detroit. So that should be interesting when he comes down here. So we'll let y'all know. You know, if again, if you text the word smooth drama to 41411, we can keep you up to date.
That's not the Kato that was hanging out with OJ, is it?
No. All Kato, right.
That's a joke, man.
Yeah. So yeah, we can keep you up to date on the events that we're going to be attending and covering and taking pictures of and. You know, if you want to come down and watch us live, go ahead and text the word Mujana to 414.
It's alive!
What was that?
What?
What was that?
That was my. It's alive! It's alive!
No, that was
anyway.
Music. I thought I heard music. Oh, you hear
music. Anyway,
okay.
For all those who are looking to travel, don't go to Britain.
Why not?
Britain has a new breed of rodent that has evolved in the UK and is immune to pesticides. It's, I guess they call it the super rat.
Super rat?
Yes. It contains a new strand of DNA to help it ward off rat poison. University of Huddersfield Professor Robert Smith told the Telegraph.
How did it get that?
Hey, it's a natural selection. It says
somebody
you have a rat population in your town. Poisons will kill the ones that aren't resistant, and the ones that survive may have the super rat gene. As a result,
how did it get the super rat gene? You know, it just doesn't, you know, appear on its own. I think it's a conspiracy.
I know it's a conspiracy.
Oh, here we go.
That's these people.
These people.
You know, they always experiment on rats. And they messed up. And
they created a rat gene.
Created a super rat. Like, that's what the world
Speaking
needs.
Of, like, super rats, what happened? Are we getting those superheroes? Or what's going on with that?
I've been hollering. I hit Shadow Hair up.
Yeah.
And he has my number. You should give me a call. Shadow Hair, if you out there listening, if not, I understand. I know you patrol in the streets of Ohio. Making it happen, making it safe. Holla at your boy and your girl.
Talk
about your mission.
You can also email dick@smoothdrama.com.
Any superheroes out there that's out there patrolling the streets, keeping the streets safe from these thugs out here.
Thugs.
Thugs. Yeah, these super thugs out here.
Oh, super thugs.
Yeah, well.
Do they have the super gene, whatever?
Yeah, well, you know, just to end the note on that, as a result, the rat population in Britain went up 200% since 2007. So we're talking about they had an estimated 80 million rats in 2007. Now they have about 240 million rats.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
What? They're breeding rats?
Sounds like they need some super cats over there in, over there in what's it called?
super cats.
Hey, they need to drop some badass time cats over there.
They need something because, wow. That, wow.
Yep. Or they can get some of these snakes. Well, no, they did that in Australia. And was it Australia? It was the Australia, the big head snake. They had brought it to Guam. Guam was having a rat problem, and they brought in these snakes. And these tree snakes end up knocking out the whole bird population in Guam. That's why there's no birds in Guam. So y'all might want to stay away from snakes in Britain. You know, that's a nasty. I hate snakes. So this next story is just creepy. And if this ever happened, I have to move.
What?
Well, there was a... There was a man in Taipei, rural Taiwan. He sat down on his toilet, and he felt a knife-like pain. And he stood up, and he looked down, and he saw what is believed to be a rat snake.
A rat snake.
Yeah, he said it was a black and yellow snake, and it was in his toilet when he sat down.
It bit him? Or it
yeah, it bit him.
And got him. Did he die?
No, he had to be rushed to the hospital, you know, because... As they said, a snake's mouth isn't always clean. I'm like, no shit.
Oh, wow.
Yes, a snake's mouth is never clean.
Well, he was in the toilet.
Well, yeah, but I have to move.
What? Thank you.
I have to move.
Oh, God.
Look, man, I open up the toilet and there's a snake there. I'm out. Because I would never be able to sleep there ever again.
Okay.
That is quite horrifying, man.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it's sort of like the woman who opened up her stove and there was a rattlesnake in there.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, and it's way too scary for me.
Opened up the stove.
Yeah.
You mean opened up the stove?
Yeah, you know how you pull open the stove and there's down the street.
You mean the oven?
Yeah, stove, oven, whichever way you want to call it.
You
the cooking device.
Open the stove. You
the big cooking device that's in your kitchen.
The oven, everyone oven. Okay,
yeah, whatever. I'm saying
okay.
Anyway.
The oven. She pulls open the oven and she found this snake.
Right. We moving
okay.
on.
All right.
I'm saying. We moving on
okay.
to I guess some practical jokers. If you want to call them that, up in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Cheyenne.
Yeah. Two seasonal Yellowstone National Park concession workers have been fired after a live webcam caught them urinating into the old faithful geyser.
What?
Yeah. Park spokesman Al Nash says the 23-year-old man on Tuesday was fined $750 and placed on 3 years of unsupervised probation for urinating, being off trail in a restricted area, and taking items from the area. The man was also banned from Yellowstone for 2 years. The second employee case is pending.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah, the park dispatch center was called after someone watching a webcam on the geyser saw six employees leaving the trail and walking on Old Faithful on May 4th. The geyser, ironically, was not erupting at the time.
Ironically.
Yeah. So, I've never been to Old Faithful.
Okay.
And I'm going to assume that it's a big giant hole in the ground. And homies is looking like there's no place.
So they peed in the...
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gracious.
They were trying to...
Some people are so stupid.
But the water wouldn't have been... It wouldn't have been like a golden shower. It would have been like... What, a light yellow shower? Well, that's ignorant. And whatever they get...
Ignorant.
Yeah, whatever they get as fines and whatnot, that's fine. But I want to know, this is like that case when the woman was watching her pets and she saw the people breaking into the house. Who is watching? Right. Who is watching the damn hole in the ground? See, that's the point where I'm at. There's somebody...
Watching
the guys.
Like someone was going to pick it up and take it off with it. But, you know, look, they want to make sure there aren't other people peeing in the guy.
Okay, but I don't want that job.
Well, you know, just sitting around watching this camcam. Oh, yeah, okay, watching this girl go by.
No, this is on a webcam. This is one of these concerned citizens.
Well, some people
just
have nothing else to do.
Man, if you're resorting to watching a hole in the ground,
nothing else to do,
and you're not getting paid for it, you're watching a hole in the ground.
Well,
you need
people just
something.
Have nothing to do, so
you need a hobby.
Yeah, well, that's their hobby.
That's not a hobby.
Hobby.
You know, I can see watching.
What's your hobby?
Dude, I got a thousand hobbies.
I know.
Never gonna be one where I'm bored. I read, I draw, I play ball, Scrabble, scratch my ass.
Yeah, he's seen it. He was kicking his butt to fluff it up.
Format revolution in my head, daydream about having superpowers and killing every drug dealer on the planet. Yes, if I was Superman, you better have that kryptonite ready.
When, what would your kryptonite be?
I don't know, but if there was some, if it wouldn't even help you if you had the kryptonite. If I got the heat vision, I'm just burning your damn hands off so you can't hold it.
The heat. So what kind of superpowers do you have?
If I'm Superman.
You have everything.
If I got the heat vision, I got the cold breath, I got super speed, I can fly over you and burn you. Man, look, it'd be on.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So y'all criminals, y'all lucky. Cause I'd be tearing into your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah. What else you got on your handy dandy computer?
We've been talking about how the government's not doing what it's supposed to do, and you know, we've been having a hard time with money and whatnot.
Right.
This is a reason, you know, we need some reform. It's like only retarded people run stuff now, it seems.
Retarded people.
You know how the government, remember how the government was sending out stimulus checks and whatnot?
Yeah.
Well, the government sent out a $240 stimulus check to a Baltimore area woman who died in
1967. How do they do that? Because we got some idiots in office.
An 83-year-old Baltimore area man got a $250 check in the mail addressed to his mother, who died in 1967. You know, dude was like, I was shocked and I laughed at the same time. Named James Hagner. And he's like, I didn't expect to get one from me, but I got one from my mama from 43 years ago. And Social Security officials conceded that of the 52 million checks that were sent out, about 10,000 went to people who are no longer with us.
What?
Yes. The agency blames the mistake on a tight June deadline for getting the checks out, leaving little time for records checking.
Don't these systems talk to each other? When if someone died 43 years ago, no.
Now, I know you heard, I don't know if anybody was paying attention, but they said that Social Security by 2010 is only going to have $3 billion in surplus once these so-called baby boomers retire or whatnot. And I'm like, if we heard the money, it would behoove these dudes to look up these 10,000 people who are dead and not send them a freaking check.
You would think.
To save the money.
Oh, but they were on a tight deadline.
You know, this is incompetence at the highest level of the game. I'm sorry, but you sent out checks to somebody who's been dead for 43 years? 43, not 3 months. 43. She died in 1967.
Okay.
That's a long time.
Yes, it is.
You got to update your Social Security people, update your records. Please.
You know, you dead people, update your records.
Update these goddamn records. Shit.
Update your records.
Like, wow. We know that there's not going to be nothing there when we retire.
Which I know.
You know what I mean? So it's getting to the point that about 2, 3, 4 years from now, I got to get really, really proficient with my shooting prowess so, you know, I can get out there and rob for my retirement money.
Yes, a superhero that's robbing for his retirement.
No, I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
No, what I'm saying is this. You know, we talk about revolution. Whatnot.
Speak on it. Speak on it.
All us who are set to retire and there will be no money, but there's going to be money for people who are in power but who do nothing and can't even keep fucking records right. You know what? We coming to get your ass. You better be strapped and ready because I'm getting my peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm breaking in your spot. You living in a mansion, living it up, having a good time. Well, I know. Let me stop. I'm just playing.
You're getting on your soapbox again.
I'm saying, if you're saying that today ain't going to be no money, yet you sending out money to people that ain't even alive? Come on.
Yeah, well, you know.
That's all. I'm talking some common sense stuff here.
Okay.
That's all.
Common sense.
Yeah, I mean, and incompetence in things doesn't just stop here in the United States. I mean, you know, we've been reporting on Mexico for a while now. You know, you people, y'all still talking about hanging out in Mexico, whatnot. You know, it's like, are y'all serious? Mexico is off the chain. You know, I mean, they shooting, killing, they even talking about it spilling over in the borders. You know, we got border patrols that have U.S. troops down at the border, TJ. I don't even want to go to this. I'd be scared in National City, like, shit. You know, because they, you know, in San Diego, there's a lot of soccer games going on at the park. I don't even want to go to the park because I'd be scared these Mexican drug dealers making a deal at the soccer game and then going to get mad and start. Anyway.
Okay.
Border down police imposters. In Mexico, they free 50 dudes from the Mexican jail.
Yeah.
Armed men dressed as police officers sprung more than 50 inmates from a Mexican prison on Saturday. Broad daylight.
Oh, wow.
They said it reportedly lasted minutes after men arrived in a caravan of 15 vehicles with police markings as well as in a helicopter. They left with 53 of the prison's 1,500 inmates. Governor Amelia Garcia Medina said that the prison guard...
What was that name?
Amelia Garcia Medina. And that the prison guards and supervisors at the facility were being questioned for possibly aiding in the criminal operation.
Possibly?
Possibly.
Is that allegedly?
That's allegedly also. Kind of funny. Kind of funny.
Kind of funny?
Kind of funny. Because they're saying that, oh, they're questioning them. Of course they were involved. And if they wasn't involved, they'd be dead. You know, you got a caravan of 15 vehicles with police markings, and you know these probably some of the worst, roughest dudes, and they all probably strapped to the T. And you're going to say, nah, y'all don't check out. You can't go nowhere.
I mean,
you remember we talked about the prison break with the woman who broke out of jail and she stopped and got some donuts and whatnot. You know, then normally they do stupid shit here in the United States. They break out and they go and do something retarded.
No.
Yeah, you remember that woman that she stopped at the damn donut shop.
Well, you know, I never said criminals are really bright.
Yeah, I mean, but these dudes, they're on another level.
Okay.
You know, they went in force.
Okay.
They show up at the jail and get their homies out.
Yeah.
Gangster.
During the day.
Broad daylight.
That's gangsta.
That is really gangsta.
Okay, well.
Getting no more gangsta.
Well,
than
you want to make friends with them.
Hey.
You want to be friends with them. Those are good friends to have, I guess, right? No? Yes? Indifferent?
I guess. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily want to hang out with you. I just don't want you to shoot me.
I wouldn't. No, I never said I was. I didn't say that I, you know, nothing to say that I can hang out, can't hang out with them.
Yeah, well, speaking of which,
it's segueing into something else.
Unfortunately,
on some
of this fake gangster shit, a rapper called Dolla was shot and killed at the Beverly Center in the Valley area of the mall's parking structure.
Yeah, I heard about that.
20 years old.
Yeah, Dolla.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that gang related?
Well, you know, anything that's involving rappers and people who look like me, they ain't gonna say it's gang related.
Does that look like you?
Yeah, black people.
Oh,
I was trying, you know.
I thought you were in racial rehab.
That's what I was trying not to say.
Okay, well, you didn't have to say black people.
Okay, well, yeah. People who look like me, they say it's gang related.
Really?
Yes. They have a suspect, and he's being held on $1 million bond.
Oh, shit.
Name is Aubrey Lewis Berry of Georgia.
So he just decided to shoot them, the kid?
Yeah, Dalla, whose real name is Roderick Burton II.
Yeah.
I guess he was having an argument with the gunman.
Oh.
I guess this Aubrey Lewis Berry. And he said he shot him.
Okay, huh?
Said they caught dude at the airport. He had dropped off a rental car, and he was found at the airport with the handgun.
Wow.
And I guess as the officers approached him, they asked him, "Do you know why we're here?" And he put his hands up in the air, and he said, "Yes, I've got a gun in my waistband. Don't shoot me."
But it was okay for him to shoot this kid. Dumbass.
Yeah, he's not even a dumbass. He's a punk ass.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I need to throw something on there. Peter James sucks.
Yeah, Peter James sucks, but...
Peter James.
You, Mr. Aubrey Lewis Berry, you know, you're a terrible human being.
On that unfortunate note, we're going to take a station identification break. We will be back in a few seconds. Don't go anywhere. So, you know, sit tight. We will be right back.
Together you got
Drummer, smooth drummer. And here we are again. For those of you just turning in, you're watching or listening to Smooth Drama with
Dick Hugger
and Butter Pecan. And don't forget, we're still giving away those wearable shoe trees. So,
crack
these
toes.
Yeah, he wants you to crack his toes.
Get all up in there. Get the toe jam.
Get the toe jam. Get, you know, get one of the bigger thingies and you.
Yeah.
You can text the word smooth the drama to 41411. What other stories we got on the tablet today?
Yo, boy, Woody Allen.
Woody Allen.
Woo! Everybody's favorite pervert! Come on down!
He married his
daughter.
Yeah.
Sick bastard.
Oh no, why is he in the news now?
His nasty ass. He was suing American Apparel. I guess they agreed on a $5 million settlement. And this was based on billboards which were depicting Mr. Sick Ass Allen as a Hasidic Jew, long beard, side curls, and a black hat. And it was featuring Yiddish text meaning the Holy Rebbe or Rabbi or whatever. And I guess he wasn't amused by the ads seen on billboards around New York City, and this was in 2007. And he originally sued the advertiser for $10 million, claiming it didn't have the permission to use his doctored frame from his Oscar-winning film, Annie Hall, which I've never seen because I would throw up if I saw you, Mr. Sick-Ass Woody Allen. Well, I'm digressing here. And he said, the freedom of expression is what this case is all about.
Freedom and expression.
Yeah.
Okay. Peter James, you suck.
Yeah. Woody Allen, you suck too.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, you suck.
Arnold Schwarzenegger goes without saying. You, my dear sir, are one of the worst governments ever. And I'm still waiting on that petition. You know what petition? You know these folks that was knocking on your door, coming up in your face. We got to get rid of Gray Davis.
Oh, no, they want the petition to get rid of Arnold.
Can we get rid of Arnold, people?
No. No, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, because...
Okay. Well, what else we have?
We got Playboy.
Ooh.
You know, Playboy, that magazine that we all read the articles for. You know, because Playboy has the greatest articles ever.
Yes.
They're planning to show less skin.
Planning to show less
skin. Show less skin.
Okay.
Yeah, they say that Playboy plans to stay the classiest of all the nudie magazines. And so they're planning radical changes to its flagship publication.
So, okay, that the classiest of the nudity magazines.
Right. They,
so that word nudity means what? Wear more clothes?
Yes, classy, shaved bush.
Okay. Yes, but are they talking about covering that up?
Yes.
You're kidding.
They're saying, one, they're going to produce the magazine less frequently.
Okay.
And they're talking about redesigning it, having a younger and fresher look to the magazine. And they're not going to have the
centerfold?
As many articles.
Wait, they're not going to have as many articles, but, yeah. And not as many nude shots?
Pretty much, yeah.
So what are they going to have in this magazine? All advertising?
Well, they said that they're going to focus more on the television side of it. So never despair. You won't be able to read those classy articles in Playboy as much, but the Playboy Channel,
they will have spice it up more. Yeah, or what?
They will have more philosophical debate.
Oh, shit.
They want to stimulate your mind, okay. People.
Oh my goodness!
Stimulate your mind. That's what it's all about.
I don't understand anything like that.
Well,
wow.
Yeah. It's about mind stimulation here.
On the TV,
the
magazine.
Okay. Well, you know, they say they lost over 600,000 readers. As you know, most of the people who used to go out and get those magazines or get the subscriptions, they would look it up. Now they're just on the internet with their around their ankles.
I guess so. Well, bringing the show to a close. Wow, that's interesting. Don't forget to tune in this Thursday night at 9:00. We're on the air again. And don't forget to text the word smooth drama to
the number 411.
We'll contact you if you're a winner, announce it on the air. I want to thank you for tuning in. To send in your topics, email us at
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
And on that note, we bid you good night.
Good night.
And we will play our closing theme song. Y'all have a good evening. Peace.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Mm-hmm.